Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast, episode number 135. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you, and yes, even motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are to those who are not believers in Christ. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to go and do it. So our aim is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning motivator passage from the Word of God today is Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 8 and 9, a soul-winning passage that I cut my teeth on as a young Christian. It reads, "When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou doest not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." If you would allow me to share with you some insights regarding this passage from the Matthew Henry Commentary. The prophet is a watchman to the house of Israel. His business is to warn sinners of their misery and danger. He must warn the wicked to turn from their wicked way, that they may live. If souls perish through his neglect of duty, he brings guilt upon himself. See what those have to answer for who make excuses for sin, flatter sinners, and encourage them to believe they shall have peace though they go on. How much wiser are men in their temporal than in their spiritual concerns. They set watchmen to guard their houses and sentinels to warn of the enemy's approach. But where the everlasting happiness or misery of the soul is at stake, they are offended if ministers obey their master's command and give a fateful warning. They would rather perish listening to smooth things. So in other words, that's the end of that commentary. So in other words, if you don't at least pass out some gospel tracts to those people around you and give them an opportunity to trust Christ as Savior, their blood will be required at your hands. Beloved, our soul-winning quote today is from Jack Howes. He used to call himself Jackie Boy Howes. He said, "Old-fashioned, spirit-filled, Christ-honoring, sin-hating, soul-winning, Bible preaching, it is the hope of the church. It is the hope of the nation. It is the hope of the world." Our soul-winning devotional is part 118 of our series titled what evangelism is from Dr. Dave Early and Dr. David Willer. And I want to remind you, beloved, to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you benefit from it, and so many thousands of you do, and we thank God for you, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Evangelism Is. Do it today. How to Share Jesus with Passion and Confidence. It is available on our website for just $35. Evangelism in the Early Church, Part 5. There are at least five basic characteristics of the New Testament church revealed in Acts chapters 1 through 4. Each of these principles should serve as a foundation for future generations to follow. We looked at the first four characteristics in previous episodes, and now we will look at the fifth characteristic. Number 5, the early church consistently displayed a contagious courage. The earliest Christians fully realized that life is disposable and can be taken away at any moment. They were not driven by the fear of death. A good example of this occurs when Peter and John face the religious leaders in Acts chapter 4, verses 18 through 20, after sending them out of the court in order to discuss their fate. The religious leaders called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." It took amazing courage to stand in the face of certain death and refuse to be silent. This characteristic, above all else, is the greatest difference between the early apostles and the modern American church. Sadly, while the early church was willing to die courageously for their faith, contemporary believers are not willing to live for that same faith. In order for the church to be the church, Tom Rainer has stated, in the postmodern culture of the 21st century America, Christians may as well accept that the criticisms of intolerance will continue. The greater concern is that many Christians are unwilling to take a narrow view because they do not want to be regarded as intolerant. If the modern church is to enjoy the effectiveness of the early church, we must follow in the footsteps of the apostles, who were totally different in their approach. Number 1, the apostles did not spend their time trying to keep church members happy. Amen, somebody. Number 2, in fact, the apostles did not seem to value or push church membership at all. Number 3, the apostles did not, however, expect every believer. Number 3, the apostles did, however, expect every believer to participate in evangelism. Number 4, the apostles proclaimed the truth regardless of how it was received. Amen, somebody. Number 5, overall, the apostles were more concerned with multiplying disciples and growing God's kingdom than they were building individual ministries. Amen, somebody. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us the courage and the unction and the anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit upon our lives and ministries that you gave to the early church, and help us to receive it, help us to believe it, and help us to do your will whether we live or die. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winner's fire. God bless you.